Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome. It is December 6th, 2006. We will be live for the next 3 hours. We have Dr. Nick Begich joining us to talk about all of the declassified and patented admissions of mind control and ongoing mind control operations, both passive and captive, here in the United States and worldwide. And then Pastor Butch Paul joins us coming up to talk about a report that came out in their mainstream news, and they got some documents associated with it, how they're retina scanning and thumb scanning the school children. I have about 30 pages of documents here. He has over 1,000. He couldn't fax them all to me. He was offering to. I said, no, don't worry about it. But I've got the 30 pages. I'm trying to read over them right now. And guess who's running the program to biometrically scan your children in? Ah, yes, a government department that deals with human experimentation and testing. Same folks that brought you eugenics. So it all ties together with both guests today. We'll also have open phones in this first hour and with both of our guests today. Flatulence, not turbulence, forces plane landing in Nashville. This is out of the Tennessean. Flatulence brought 99 passengers on an American Airlines flight to an unscheduled visit to Nashville early Monday morning. We're now learning the details. The woman was in the bathroom and did what old folks do. They like to be friendly and strike a match so the next person doesn't have to smell the methane gases that are produced in the intestines, lower and, well, they're in the large and small intestine. And they landed the plane, and they're considering charging her. They're not charging her at this time. You can have matches, but striking them is illegal. And so everyone panicked, and, of course, they found out that she wasn't Al Qaeda about to attack. And that dovetails with this report. Police told me my cricket ball was a potentially lethal weapon, a middle-class businessman, no criminal record, in his suit, was leaving work, going to cricket practice with a ball in his hand because he was said he was practicing throwing and spinning it. I don't really know the game of cricket, but he was practicing with it in his hand. Well, that's why he had it, and he was walking up the escalator to the tube station with the ball in his hand, and he got ticketed and interrogated. And well, this is the new world order. Everything is a crime. All of us are treated like five-year-old children. All of us are prodded and poked by low IQ, low-grade morons that have signed up so they can engage in their control freak fantasies for the larger government, whose open plan is to set up a worldwide police state, one-child policies for psychological testing, drugging, total destruction of the nation state. And all these idiots that push world government, the low-level minions who, well, I'm a citizen of the world, it's trendy, Miss America says she is, you're a man without a country then. You're a woman without a country, because this new world order is about taking your Bill of Rights, taking your national sovereignty. It's about making you being basically a chattel, flotsam and jetsam, being born on the global tides of the new world order. But you can't figure that out, can you? Well, that's okay. Just be trendy. See how far it gets you. Yes. That trendiness won't put food on your table, or as Bush says, food on your family. But again, you're trendy. You've got it all figured out. So we'll get into that report. Also, huge article out by Paul Watson dealing with our interview yesterday. Ex-agent CIA seed money helped launch Google, and he fingered the head point man for the Google CIA operation. So that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be recapping that in case you missed the interview yesterday. The Iraq Study Group has not just published its preliminary findings, as it did 2 weeks ago. Now the complete report has been issued, and surprise, surprise, it recommends absolute escalation of the war.
It's here. after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. The sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, glad that you have tuned in. We're now 9 minutes, 58 seconds into this first hour. Two big guest coming up for you today, Pastor Butch Paul. Talk about the human experimentation program of the federal government involved in the biometric scanning and retina scanning of your children. I mean, we have the documents, and dovetails with it. Our first guest in the second hour will be Dr. Nick Begich on his new mind control book and his new mind control video, all off of open source documentation. This is all admitted, and there's massive mind control programs going on at multiple levels publicly against us right now that is not hidden. Much of it is not hidden. It is hidden in plain view, as they say. But right now, let's get into the war here in the great adventure of fighting the globalist. Now, if you really listen to what Democrats had to say, and then two parties, the two larger mafia, it's basically what McCain has been saying. We have to build up for a build down. And that's actually the Pentagon public strategy. That is their propaganda. For 2.5+ years, they've been saying, oh, we'll be out in a few years. We just have to increase troops and train the Iraqi brigades before we can leave. And so now they know that you're onto their fraud, onto their lie, and so you're demanding the troops be removed. And they're saying, okay, we failed, we're losing the war, you're right, we're listening to you, we're doing what you've asked, we're going to put it into a process now, an independent process, with James Baker and Robert Gates and Bush Sr. and everybody else, and they're going to come in and publicly spank Georgie Boy and Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie, and boy, we've listened to you. And it's the same process they've been pushing for 2.5 years. Again, they just have a big debate and say, boy, we heard what you said, and the Iraq study group's recommendation is to pull the troops out. And then they go on to say, it's kind of like a contract, you know, where there's the big print at the top, and then you read the little bitty print, you can get out your huge magnifying glass, and it says the opposite. But the big print says, we're going to pull the troops out. And Bush, to make it look like it has validity, I mean, it's theater, folks, they play a theater. Comes out and says, I don't like this recommendation. And at first, you go, it doesn't need to keep troops. And I'm a little angry about this. And you see how this works? And then what does it actually say? We're going to pull the troops out after we put 20 to 30,000 more in and train the 18 groups of Iraqi National Guard, and they've only effectively trained two, and they never intend to train them, and they're building permanent bases, and the actual Pentagon documents that if you want to go dig them up are available, say we will be there in 20-plus years with a contingent built down when they're finally done of about 30,000 U.S. troops garrisoned in armored compounds running the genocide operations. And in 20 years at current extermination rates, so it's 600+ thousand in 3.5 years, you will see only about half of the Iraqi population left that's currently there. The extermination operations killed 2.15 million conservatively in the last 16 years, but now they've stepped up the extermination. And but it'll be a minor footnote. I mean, it may end up where, you know, some sword robotic armored unit, which they already have in place, is tracking down the last Iraqi who's shot in the back and falls down bleeding, and there'll be a big battle command victory in America. Homeland base scores another hit against the Islamo-fascist threat. The big, huge, pot-bellied New World Order minions will sit in their houses looking at huge plasma screen, you know, drinking beer and eating pizza. Yeah! Feeling physically powerful as if, you know, by the extermination they've gotten some type of great victory. I mean, that's the type of stuff we're talking about. And, of course, I'm trying to lead it to its absurd extreme, but, I mean, 2.15 mil down. 2.15 mil. I mean, just the 1.5. 150,000 is quite a piece of change. Yeah, 2,150,000+ dead and counting. Great job, New World Order. Total precision. But no, they haven't failed. They haven't screwed up in Iraq. There's a little concern by the Pentagon that they've overcooked the cake, as I say. They meant to break it in three parts. They meant to have sectarian and religious war and strife. That's the strategy of tension and balkanization, divide and conquer, for the entire region. Pentagon document 2002, Israeli original plan 1983. It's been in major Israeli papers. There is a concern that they wanted to bake the cake, and that's balkanization, mass murder, extermination. But it's overcooking it. And breaking down even faster than they wanted. It's a little embarrassing to have, you know, hundreds of thousands being killed a year. So they want to get it off the front pages and put it into some type of procedural debate and depoliticize it, where the Democrats were all hating the war, mainly just to hate Bush, because they didn't hate it when Clinton was doing the same thing. In fact, almost a million of that 2.15 million died under his eight-year watch. Remember Madeleine Albright? They said 700,000+ dead Iraqis, 500,000 of them children. Is that a good price to pay for stability? And she said on NBC, she said, yes, it's a, we ought to find that clip. We ought to YouTube Madeleine Albright, good price to pay, dead Iraqis, good price to pay. It should pop up so folks can hear that again. I've got it somewhere here in the office. I was having trouble finding it. I was trying to find it the other day and couldn't. Do you have it out there, listeners? Would you mail us a copy if you do? I bet one of you does right now. And thanks to all the listeners that do honor our request and dig out that stuff and send it to us. So, you know, they don't even joke about it. I mean, they just openly admit it. They make no bones. It's a good price to pay, you know, half a mil kids, you know. That was in 97. Here we are, six, seven, 8 years later, and the enjoyment has only intensified. So on the heels of that, it's not enough to have the, quote, independent group, the Iraq study group appointed by Bush. It's very independent. And now we have to have the Democrats line up, from Hillary to Schumer to Lieberman to Representative Sylvester Reyes, leading Democrat wants more troops in Iraq. This is Newsweek in a surprise. Oh, it's so surprising. There'll be no investigations, no abolishing Patriot Act, no abolishing Military Commissions Act. And when Hillary gets in, or another Democrat, the very Democrats you know that hate Bush and are against the Military Commissions Act will turn to you and say that either the powers don't exist now, or that they need them to fight the militias. Oh, it's going to be bad. That's why we need to break their conditioning now, those that are listening, before you go under the mass mind control of the coffee and tea parties you have with your other cyborg liberal friends. You're a den of un-American scum if you go along with wars and you go. And I don't see it isn't. I was against the war when they attacked Serbia, you see, and I was against the sanctions, and I'm against all. I'll be the same today and tomorrow. And I was the same a month ago as I was 5 years ago, because I know the New World War plan. It's just common sense. So I'm begging Democrats out there. I'm begging you, please. They're passing the torch now. They're passing the baton to the Democrats. They're going to intensify the agenda. Please stay awake. Please. Please don't let them neutralize you doing this, as the Republicans were neutralized in fighting the globalists when Bush was put in. Just the double team continues. Leading Democrat wants more troops in Iraq. In a surprise twist in the debate over Iraq, Representative Sylvester Reyes, suckering succotash, soon to be chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said he wants to see an increase of 20,000 to 30,000 troops. Again, he just parrots what McCain and Bush say. U.S. troops as part of a stepped-up effort to dismantle the militias, when all of the internal CIA reports that have now been made public show that our presence makes it worse. Well, of course. Add some fuel to that fire. Throw a big old Yule log on there, which is our troops. The soft-spoken Texas Democrat was an early opponent of the Iraq War and voted against October 2002 resolution authorizing President Bush to invade that country. And it says that dovish record got prominently cited last week when Speaker Designate Nancy Pelosi chose Reyes as the new head of the intelligence panel. But in an interview with Newsweek on Tuesday, Reyes potently distanced himself from many of the Democratic colleagues who have called for fixed timetables and withdrawal of U.S. troops. You took your 30 pieces of silver, didn't you? Yeah, now all that blood's on your hands. You're now a murderer too, Reyes. We'll be right back.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Sundown on the Union and what was made in the USA. All right, massive development for 9/11 Truth just took place. My thanks to the Loose Change commandos who called our office to let us know about this and just sent us the video clip. We are, with comments, going to be uploading it to the web in the next hour. You will be able to see it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're getting a emergency report out on this right now. David Lynch, who is a huge director in Hollywood and television. We tried to list all the films and movies he's made. I'm sure you know about Twin Peaks, the TV shows, Blue Velvet, Eraserhead, Wild at Heart, Mulholland Drive, Inland Empire. Unbelievable. He has gone public on 9/11. I mean, this is great news because it will just get more people who are on the fence that know it's an inside job to speak out. And he was interviewed. I guess they kept it quiet for Dutch TV. And the Loose Change Boys didn't know about it until they were just sent the clip. They were interviewed for it, and they played it, part of Loose Change on Dutch television. I bet Queen Beatrix really loved that. And it's like a major touchdown getting scored here, okay? I'd spike the ball right now. This is fabulous. Because I know so many, I know probably 30 or 40 Hollywood people, some of them huge, as big as they get. And they all know about 9/11. And then they all tell me everybody they know about 9/11. So that's how I come to the statement on CNN that, hundreds are awake. Because, I'll be talking to some famous person and I go, how many people know? Oh, we all know. He knows, she knows. Oh, really? You have discussions? Oh, yeah, It's amazing. Only Charlie Sheen, though, had the courage to hit that barbed wire first. I mean, Dean Haglund had the courage. He's been in a lot of big TV shows and in some movies. But he's not as big as, obviously, somebody like Charlie Sheen. He's eclipsed by him. It feels good. I'm having adrenaline. I'm having endorphin. My brain, I don't need to use drugs, folks. When you do the right thing, when you fight evil, you get rewarded. And just seeing this victory, seeing this happen. Right now, I am, I'm just going to pause and enjoy this for a minute. Excuse me. Hold on. I'm serious. Just enjoy. This is better than any drug I've ever heard of right here. We're going to take you all to prison. We're going to try you. And a whole bunch of you are going to get strung up. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to. I enjoy this. I have to enjoy it. I deserve a little bit of victory occasionally, a little bit of a victory dance. You should all be having one right now. Because every person that steps forward, every big shot that goes public, and that's happening every few weeks now, is one inch closer. And we're only a foot or two away now from slitting the New World Order's throat and surviving and living and being able to not work as hard, not fight the New World Order as hard, not be able to have a life, and not worried about getting drug off to some FEMA camp. But anyways, he's a very quiet, pensive person, very reserved, but if you hear what he has to say, he's saying, look, it is what it is, and a lot of people think it is, and so he went about 95% of the way, and it's an exciting clip, and I don't think I've ever done a 5-minute segment where I'm just giddily, basically supine, basically on my back, figuratively, something akin to rapture, but I do enjoy seeing their house of cards fall. It's like I'm watching a dam, and bigger chunks are busting out, and larger gouts of water is spraying through the orifice as it gets larger. And frankly, I'm just up there with my little ball-peen hammer smacking away, and the more water sprays in my face, the happier I get. So you get all giddy and dance around when your football team scores, which means nothing to your children's future, nothing to this country, and you're normal. I'm bad when I have a tribal victory dance on air for another great salvo, another capital ship of the New World Order. listing and capsizing and sinking.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You see, normally, and it only happens every few weeks or so, I get one of those euphoric rushes of victory, but it's usually when I'm off air and I dance around, there's lots of back slapping. But I just got word, heard part of the clip during the last break, came in with the news, and just had to share it with you. This is life and death. See, imagine how excited people get about a basketball or football game when there's a grand slam or a sudden death overtime, you know, last second on the clock, running it in. Imagine that euphoria that people have. You see, that's misplaced euphoria. That's because that tribal, symbolic, mock battle you're seeing, it has those feelings of euphoria for you because it's a counterfeit of what you're really supposed to get excited about, and that's real warfare for your family, your tribe, your country. That's what we're talking about here. And the New World Order is taking our families from us, breaking down the family. They're taking our countries from us. They're taking our states from us. And then all we serve is the state, the all-powerful global state. And the state then knows that we want to make war. It's how we're designed. And so they make us make war with weak third world countries, which is really a war against the people that they're attacking and the slaves themselves. That's us. And then they wage war against us domestically by divide and conquer, playing us all off against each other. This is how they operate. This is their program. All right, here's David Lynch of the Elephant Man, Mulholland Drive, Twin Peaks, Lost Highway, Blue Velvet, Eraserhead, I mean, we're talking hundreds of credits, whatever, 50 major films, TV. I mean, I can't go over all of it here. And here he is talking about 9/11 and saying, yeah, well, a lot of people think it is. You know, the buildings fell like that. They said they pulled it. I mean, this is really strong words for somebody I've seen interviewed who is very introspective, you could say. Here it is.
What do you think? Do you think it's convincing what I tell in the film?
It's not so much what they say. It's the things that, you know, make you look at what you thought you saw in a different light. And those things for me that bother me is the hole in the Pentagon being too small for a plane.
Mm-hmm.
The lawn isn't mussed up, and the government's not showing the plane hitting when many cameras photographed it. At the World Trade Center, three buildings came down like demolition, and two of them were hit by a plane, but the third one, they said, do you want us to pull it? And they pulled it, and it looked just like the other two.
Uh-huh.
Those things bother me. In Pennsylvania, the plane that went down, there was just a hole in the ground. There wasn't any wreckage. There wasn't any skid marks. There wasn't any tear in the earth. And no one's ever really found out about that. So every place, there's questions coming from this documentary. And you don't have to believe everything in the documentary to still have questions come up. And you look back and you remember what you saw and what you were told, and now you have questions.
And the event itself, did it change your life, or did it change
No.
your view of...
It now it's just an event that has many questions and no answers.
And a suggestion that the American government is behind it?
That's
what does it
too
mean?
Big for people to think about. It's too big.
What do you mean? It's...
It's just, you know, it's like something no one wants to think about.
Unbelievable. So that's what Charlie Sheen said. Look, it just doesn't fit. There's too many questions. The story's a lie. So who stands to gain? That is just amazing. And this just hit us out of the blue. We just learned of this. We'll be posting the video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. Aaron's doing it right now, so the first place you'll see it will be at JonesReport.com. I don't make Aaron work 18 hours a day, but he likes to 4 or 5 days a week. So that's why so many times, if you want to see the latest breaking news, JonesReport.com. I mean, that's where you'll see a lot of things I'm here at the office working on first, because he's always there. Lord Slickhuysen, it's a joke around here. I shouldn't joke around. We all tease each other because, you know, they call each other British lords and all that over in England. The New World Order does, so we joke around and do that. Ryan Slickhuysen works on InfoWars off and on, I'd say, about 10, 12 hours a day. Sometimes he updates late at night. Sometimes in the morning. He updates multiple times daily. The Watsons update like a newspaper at about 9 o'clock central in the morning, and at 6 o'clock to 6:30 central at night. And, of course, breaking news as it develops. Infowars.net is updated once a day, but it is always has original reportage by Steve Watson and then other little his little signature of news that he thinks is important. So that's why we have so many sites. The real reason we developed so many sites is because we had so many denial-of-service attacks, hack attacks, where, I mean, they'd go in and bring the site down and post, you know, a naked woman on a motorcycle, stuff like that. And we had to trigger it where if somebody went in and did that, it would just bring the site down. So if it was hacked, we had a fail-safe to just bring the site down. So I said, you know what, every time I'm attacked, I just launch more websites. You know, it's a superhero analogy, you know, I guess Marvel and the others, you know, all have their characters where you hit it, you attack it, it just gets stronger. We work harder when we're attacked. In fact, a lot of times with stalkers and disinfo agents attack us, I go, that's it. I'm just going to work till 3 in the morning. In fact, you give us our strength. And I know you can't stop. It's your nature. So just keep giving us the strength. Because your curses, we turn into blessings. God does. And you need to know that. Because it just enrages you to do it even more. Sorry, some aftershocks from the celebration earlier. Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I love it. I love what's happening. We just believe in victory, have the information, move forward without fear. We're concerned for our own lives. We will have victory. I'm not doing this to lose. I'm not doing this because I don't think the enemy can't be beaten. I'm doing this because I know we can win. Woo, yeah. I need to compose myself a bit and then later get more into this. I got Nick Begich coming up, Dr. Begich and Butch Paul. Butch will want to talk about this. We'll talk about it with Begich. We'll open the phones up for you. You want to talk about this? And see, it's a chain reaction. It's hardest for the first person to do it. The trailblazer. Lewis and Clark. They don't remember the guys that came right after him, which was just as hard. The trailblazer. The guy that hit the barbed wire. Charlie Sheen. No, it wasn't Mel Gibson. It wasn't Rick Linklater. It wasn't the Dixie Chicks, who listen right here in Austin and are great people, and we know their folks who know all about it and have seen Road to Tyranny 4 years ago, who will not go public on it. That's fine. It isn't Keanu Reeves. It isn't Mr. Downey. Or Woody Harrelson. Or folks like, well, I won't even say their names. I shouldn't. No, they didn't go public when they knew about it, for whatever reasons. They didn't. And that's okay. Nobody said they had to. But Charlie Sheen did. And that's why I admire him so much. That's why I admire Charlie Sheen. Because he has got so much courage, and he knew what would happen. And boy, you saw what happened to him after he didn't shut up. A few weeks after he went public, they told him, you shut your mouth through the grapevine other ways. I shouldn't even get into it. It's hard to hold your tongue when you know just how much a hero somebody is. When somebody's total point blank, and then he went on Jimmy Kimmel, and I told him, I said, don't do it, Charlie. You don't need to say anything. They threatened you, and he said, you know what? And he went on there, and they brought it up, and he talked about it. The Pentagon and World Trade Center 7. And the next day, they attacked him with the most vicious lies you can imagine. But I tell you, getting the silver medal still good, David Lynch. It's wonderful. The house of cards is falling. I mean, listen, you heard Steele, the founder of Marine Corps Intelligence, on high-level CIA clandestine in the field, you know, the actual James Bond type, highly respected, tell you, clearly they could indict Dick Cheney for doing it. You've heard German defense ministers, you've heard members of parliament, you've heard members of Blair's cabinet, you've heard members of the last Bush administration, George W.'s first term. You've heard all these scientists and experts, but people don't listen to them like they listen to somebody from Hollywood. But it resonated that much stronger because people knew the courage it took for Charles Sheen to do what he did. Unbelievable. Just, ugh. I mean, that type of example, just exemplary. Everything that's good about man, everything that's good about our history, the finer things, the finer attributes that God's given us, just absolutely fabulous. And All right, you're here to hear news and information. I'm just... Normally I learn these type of things, you know, when I'm off air and would be busy working on getting a text report out, working on getting a story out, and would kind of consume myself with those, consume my energy in the action. But just being here on air, I'm almost speechless here. This is just so good. Do you realize that the dam is breaking? The dam is breaking. In every way, on every subject. And it's getting faster and faster in its implosion. Meanwhile, we have a disgusting example of traitorous, lecherous, scrofulous filth with the Democrats saying, we're going to increase the troops. We're going to stay there many more years. We can't let the Iraqis down. When Ray McGovern, high-level CIA analyst, gave the presidential brief to Reagan and Bush Sr., has told you that clearly our government and other Western governments are staging terror attacks in Iraq, they will stage the trigger events to kick off escalating conflict between the Sunnis, the Shiite, the Kurds, and even the subgroups of those three main groups. The plan was to break it in three parts. The plan was to balkanize it. The plan was to take a first world nation with 60% of their college graduates being women, 60 plus percent, I think the number was 64% of their new doctors being women. That's higher than the U.S. I mean, if you judge it by Western standards, shopping malls, rock and roll music, Playboy on the shelves, becoming a big tourist destination for Europeans and Americans to go see the Babylonian ruins. Because Saddam was a CIA boy put in back when there was another policy to just take over nations and set them up and develop them. Well, that policy changed, and the new policy was set him up, tell him to go ahead and go into Kuwait like we told him to go into Iran, and then pull the rug out from under him. And he was a murderer, but compared to the other people in that region, the guy was a choir boy. And now you don't have any Jews living in peace in Iraq. Now the Christians are getting kicked out. The Christians that have been there for 2,000 years. There have been Christians for over 1,900 years in Iraq. There are 1,800-year-old chapels in the mountains in the north. There are no Christians there now because the globalists back the Islamicists. They took them after World War II. Hitler had used them. Our government funded them. The British funded them. The Israelis, when they got in, funded them to radicalize and bring down leaders, whether they were good, bad, or indifferent. They weren't controlled by the globalists. They were brought down. And now they use this threat that they have forged, that they took a little seed and grew it into a mighty oak, and now they threaten the West with it while bringing in record numbers of Muslims into Europe and the U.S. and Canada. Until you give up all your rights and let the police order you around and let them database you and let them search you and track you while the border stays wide open. Or the Islamo-fascist will get us. It's disgusting. It's so obvious. But forget the obviousness of it. It's admitted. It's documented. Operation Cyclone and all the other declassified programs to do just what you now see happening. The New World Order crime syndicate that runs our country is getting rid of our borders. We're in the North American Union now. They have the bureaucracies merging. The very people destroying our country's sovereignty are the ones that are bringing in the foreigners at record clips and then funding the organizations for the last 50 years plus. It'd be 52 years since you can track definite funding. And then, meanwhile, radicalizing these people when many of them don't even understand who they're controlled by, and they can't even see the strings that lead back to the New World Order. So that's the score. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're looking at right now. Here's another one. Jerusalem Post. Israel and Iran holding secret talks. While Iran continues to deny that Israel has the right to exist, Iran and Israeli representatives are holding clandestine talks in Europe to settle the old Israeli debt. Herats reported Wednesday. Iran is still owned hundreds of millions of dollars for oil it supplied to Israel in the years before the Islamic Revolution in 79. Representatives of the two countries, now sworn enemies, are holding contacts between to settle the debt, according to the report in Herats. Isn't that interesting? They're in a mediation process. Here's an interesting tidbit on 9/11, a sad one. New York Daily News, blaze kills daughter of 9/11 pilot. The 9/11 pilot, my friends. We'll tell you about that when we get back. Tragedy struck a 9/11 family for the second time when the daughter of one of the hijacked pilots was killed in a suspicious blaze in New Jersey yesterday. Wendy Merlin game. A clear hit if there ever was one. We'll tell you about it when we get back. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London carried out by British intelligence.